Peace of Christ be with you. Welcome back from winter break. Feels good. We push on now towards spring break. Yay. But before spring break, we start another kind of journey. We start a journey to follow Jesus. To follow Jesus to Jerusalem. To follow Jesus to the cross. In the church, that journey begins with what we call Lent, these 40 days before the resurrection. We have the opportunity to have our dear friend, Charlie Brown, Father Charlie Brown from St. Francis de Sales, to speak with us today as we have the inauguration of Lent, which is Ash Wednesday. Would you please welcome Father Charlie Brown? Thank you.
Thank you. It's very good to be back with you again as we begin this holy season, the season of these 40 days that we journey in a very intentional and very special way with Jesus. There's a part that we traditionally read from in the Bible. It comes from the Jesus Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus is reminding us the central message of who we are as his disciples and what God expects of us. You know, we know that Jesus expects us as disciples to take up our cross, to deny ourselves and to follow him. But we do that in a very intentional way in these 40 days. These 40 days where we journey with Jesus, when Jesus himself, before he began his ministry of preaching about God's love and forgiveness, before he began his ministry of healing, of showing the world that the enormity of God's love, that Jesus himself went into that desert where he prayed and fasted for 40 days. So let us enter these 40 days with Jesus, and let us listen to the word of God in Matthew's gospel in chapter 6, which Jesus tells us about the three things, the three areas, the three disciplines that we are called to as his disciples in these holy 40 days. Jesus says, "But take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praises of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." Fasting, almsgiving, and prayer. These three things are what incorporate for us our way to follow Jesus more and more closely. They come from Jesus himself, who is teaching his disciples. about the wonders of his kingdom, the wonders of his love. But in doing so, Jesus reminds them that we need to engage in this, just not in a kind of a haphazard, you know, whatever comes along, comes along. But as I said before, we need to be intentional. We need to enter into our following of Christ in a way that it's our decisions. It's our will. And as we just sang, the most important thing for us, and maybe the most difficult things that we do, is surrendering. Surrendering ourselves, our own will, our own willfulness, the way we want to see things happen, the way we want things for our life, my own pride that so often gets in the way of what God wants for me and often gets in the way of my relationships, my friendships, the way I hurt others and maybe fail to love as I should love. That's why we have the season of Lent. That's why we have these ashes. You know, for some of us in our tradition, we grew up celebrating this first day of Lent with these ashes. These ashes that are a sign or a symbol of something, of death. Ashes are all that's left over from an object after it's been burned. These particular ashes come from the palms that were used on Palm Sunday the previous year, right as Jesus entered into Jerusalem before his saving love and on the cross. It shows us sometimes where our own selfishness, our own sinfulness leaves us in death, destruction, hurt, things that not of God. But it's recognizing that there's something that I myself need to die to. That there's things in my life that are not healthy, that are not holy. And we enter into the season of Lent with these ashes on our forehead as an ancient sign. It comes from the Old Testament when people would go about penance, when they realized that they needed to turn their lives around completely. They would put themselves in sackcloth and sprinkle, you know, cover themselves in ashes. It was an outward sign. But it was an outward sign of something that they wanted to accomplish inside. Or rather, allow God to accomplish for them. A conversion. A change of heart, a change of mind, a change of lives. That's not easily accomplished. That's why we have these 40 days. So that we can dedicate ourselves to that process of conversion, that we can leave aside our sin, that we can lead aside those things where, in my life, where sin, selfishness, or my lack of attention to God or to others gets in the way. Jesus talked about these three things, about almsgiving. That doesn't mean, okay, I'm going to make a donation to something. It can mean that. But in a deeper way, in the things in my life, how can I be more generous? What are the things that I've been blessed with? So that I'm not only thinking about myself, what I can receive, but what can I give to a brother and sister in need? How can we in these 40 days take a step in becoming a more generous person? To be generous as God is generous to us. How can we enter in these 40 days time for prayer? As Jesus said, go into your inner room. The time where we can put distractions aside. A time where we can be okay in that stillness and in silence. And listen to our God, our Heavenly Father, who is speaking to us. Who is speaking to us in His Word. Who is speaking to us in our hearts. Do we make time for that? How can we make time to enter into that prayer with God? That we can grow in a deeper relationship with God in these 40 days. In our fasting. And our fasting can be through giving up things in our lives, things that again, maybe we're too focused on, that take us away from the proper focus from God in our lives. Maybe if it's giving up food, that hunger or something that we like to eat or something, that hunger inside reminds us of that spiritual hunger and thirst that we have for God. How can we fast so it truly leads to that surrender? That surrender to God and God's will for us. These 40 days, we don't do it alone. We do it with one another. We do it in a very powerful way with Christ. Again, what happened to Jesus right before he went to the desert? His baptism, where he received that message of God's love, that you are my beloved son. And in taking that message, Jesus entered into a powerful way to deepen that relationship with his God. And he, knowing that he was going to confront the power of sin and evil in the world, he went on to do so, connected and being firm in that relationship with his Father of love. So let us do the same, that sin and evil exist in our world, but it's also within us. And the way that we defeat that is through that power of Christ and our surrender to his love and to his will. So in whatever we do or give up in these 40 days, let us do so so that it leads to our conversion, that leads for us to be more generous, more prayerful, more loving people, to be those disciples of Christ. And so let us pray. And Lord God, you call us today to begin once again this journey with you, this journey that we may know and grow more fully in your love, your call to each and every one of us in our life to be your disciples, to give witness in our words and actions to your love, to your peace in the world. Help us through our acts of penance, prayer, and generosity to be those sons and daughters that you have called us to be, and to surrender whatever willfulness that we have that gets in the way of loving you, to do your will always. So be with us, Lord, as we begin these 40 days, that we may die with you to sin and rise with you in the season of Easter to your gift of new life. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.